This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to look at the two groups of people, first of all. Luke says there were people who were disciples, meaning followers of Christ, and then there were a large multitude, a mixed multitude of people from surrounding areas. I realize that every time I preach, I'm talking to people who would consider themselves a disciple or follower of Jesus Christ. But I also realize that both here and on the radio, I'm talking to people who aren't necessarily a disciple. They wouldn't necessarily consider themselves a disciple. But they're interested in knowing something. They're interested in finding out something about the Bible. They're interested in finding out something about this Jesus. And people do come out of curiosity. I know that for a fact. In having talked to people, people come out of curiosity. And then it says they came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. I think there's a lot of truth for that in 2016. People who come to hear a word from the Lord through his word, not from me, but through his word. And secondly, people come to be healed. You say physically? Not necessarily. Some of you got a bigger problem in your life that needs to be healed that has nothing to do with cancer or a heart problem or anything. You have a marriage that needs to be healed. You got a relationship with a son or daughter, a grown son or daughter, that needs to be healed. And the most potent word you could use to describe what needs to happen is the word healing. Restoration, coming to wholeness. That's what healing means, coming to wholeness. You got friendships that need to be healed. You got relationships at work that need to be healed. So I'm just saying that every day I'm talking to people who come to hear, but also come because there's something in that man's life, that woman's life, that needs to be healed. Some of you know who Warren Wiersbe is. Warren Wiersbe used to preach in Covington, Kentucky years ago. He's a speaker on the Back to the Bible Hour, I think, for years. He wrote a book that really had an impact on my life 20 years ago. A book called Preaching and Teaching with Imagination. He actually has an imaginary story in the book that was so powerful for me. I've never been the same in terms of my preaching after hearing this story. And some of you will think it's a silly story, but it's not. It's powerful. He tells about an imaginary person called Grandma Thatcher. She's an elderly lady who comes to church in pain, physical pain, emotional pain. You see, her unbelieving husband has sent her off to church with his cursing ringing in her ears. She's leaving for church, and her husband's cursing her just as she goes out the door. She has prayed that fuel prices will not go up in the winter, and if it weren't for the Lord and her Bible, she would have given up long ago. Pastor Bowers, her minister, steps into the pulpit, and as he does, Grandma Thatcher prays silently, "Lord, give him something special to say to my need. Give him something special to help me. I need it." And Warren Wiersbe says, Pastor Bowers gets up in the pulpit and he has a well-crafted sermon. He has a great outline. It would impress every seminary professor who ever read it. But it did nothing to help Grandma Thatcher. Nothing. Didn't speak to her issues. Not that he had to speak specifically to her problems, but she left with nothing to help her, nothing to bless her, nothing to encourage her. And Warren Wiersbe said, just because you preach a great sermon doesn't mean you've helped anybody.
Well, certainly words that spoke to me back in 1994-95 when I read the book. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you as you listen tomorrow.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.